We have a Torah Banu. We're on back to Kedushin. Laman Alpha Mabez. Nice Gemara. Laman Alpha Mabez, it's the second wide line. Okay, second wide line. Torah Banu. Mechavdo Bechayov. Mechavdo Bemosa. Okay. So he has a Mechabed him in his life and Mechabed him in his death. Okay? The Chayav Ketzar. It's a funny idea of having him in his death. You would imagine that. Right? He's dead. But is there more to do, you know? You'd think. Right? I mean, you'd think so. Okay, fine. So we'll see. So the Chayav Ketzar. Hanishma v'dvar aviv l'makom. Yeah. It's funny, by the way. If I had to ask you, what does it mean to be mechaber him when he's alive? What would you say? Yeah, you'd say, machil, mashkehu. Right, like the Gemara says that later. Ezamor of Ezer Kavod. You know, it goes into that.
Right.
It's funny, like, it didn't get to that yet. Here it's just saying, mechaber him in his life, mechaber him in his death. What does it mean, mechaber him in his life? Gives you a case. Hanishma v'dvar aviv l'makom. Okay, it's hard to read. If you'll be heard through your father in a place. Okay, let's see Rashi. Right? I mean, the words are hard to translate into what Rashi says it means, but let's see. Initially, the Rav Lamagam. I'll just read. Lo yomar shalchuni bishpel atzmi. You should send me because of myself. Marun shal atzmi. Hurry up because of myself. Pachunim bishpel atzmi. Let me go because of myself. Elakul bishpel abba. But you should say, do it because of my father. So Rashi. It says, Nishma b'dvar v'makom, imakir b'anshe ha'makom, if you recognize in the people of a place, shenechabdim aviv, that they'll honor your father, lachlok lo kavod, to give him kavod, lekabel dvarim sheyomar b'shma, to accept things that you say in his name, al yitla kavod be'atzma, you shouldn't hang the kavod in yourself. Even if they know, I was like, Aviv, even though they know, you know that they're going to honor you just like your father. Rather, you should tie the kavod in your father. Okay, so now, if don't say, send me because of myself, Rashi. Right, in words, you should say, send me because of my father, because he needs me. Okay, so it sounds like he's learning this is the case. The case is like you have to go, you have to basically earn it. I don't know, let's take a case. This is why I'm understanding it. Tell me if you think otherwise. But you have to go like to a meeting. You're at a meeting, let's say. And you have to go. You have to go because your father needs you to help him out. Something like that. And if you know that if you tell them, if you say, listen, my father needs me to help him out, so could I step out early? Could I go? And you know that they'd say, oh, your father? Sure, go. You know? But if you would have asked and said, listen, I got to go. I got to take care of something. They'd also say, oh, you got to take care of something? Yeah. So in other words, either way, they would, and by them saying, go for your father, in a sense, that's giving respect to your father. Right. Because you're saying, I have to go for your father, and everyone's saying, oh, your father, go ahead, you know. So it means either way, and if you said, I have to go, I take care of something, they said, nah, sure, go take care of something. That would bring, like, it's like an act there being chabed you, it's bringing kavod to you. So the saying is you should, supposed to do is say, blame it on your father, because that will therefore bring respect to your father. So you should do that. You shouldn't hide the fact that you're doing it, you know, you're going to do it because of your father. You know, you shouldn't hide that fact. You should make that clear. And that will be like a kavod, that will show kavod, will bring kavod to him. He says, but Rashi says, but they're not going to hear, listen in that place for the matter of your father, kedvar atzmo, like as if you would have said it's because of yourself. So in other words, if you're going to say, my father needs me to do something, they say, you know, they say, oh, okay, fine, you know. As opposed to if they would have done it, you would have said for yourself, they'd let you go right away, so then it's a g'nai to your father, because basically you're showing, you're bringing out people's negative feelings towards your father, and they're not really gonna, you know, they may let you go, but it's not gonna, what are you gaining? You're not doing anything for your father. Right? It's funny, this is kavod. Well, no, what's Mechabda B'chayev of this? It's funny. I mean, it's just a funny... It's funny how it skipped over, like, the normal couple of things, and it picked this, like, weird case. You know, this is the Mechabda B'chayev. What is this? Okay, let's go a little further. B'moso Ketzar. What about when he dies? How you honor him when he's dead? Yomer Davar Shmuel V'Pev. If you're saying over something in the Torah in his name, Lo Yomer Kach Amar Abba. Don't say, so my father said. Al Kach Amar Avmari. Rather, you say, so my father, my teacher, Haredi Kaparas Meshkava. I shall be a kapara for his bed, for him. Right? That's what you should say. That's within 12 months after his death. After 12 months, you should say, Zechirin Chayel Mabah. Zechirin of Rachel Chayel Mabah. Okay. Rashi. Rashi says, on me should come all bad that is royally, that is fitting to come on him, on his soul. Okay, pretty strange, right?
Yeah.
After 12 months, Kvarkibo Mashikibo. He already got his due. Shein Mishpat Rishay Yisrael began him Eliyah Beskhalid, because the Mishpat of Hashem in Klai Yisrael began him is only 12 months. So basically, the Mechabda B'moso means is when you're quoting a Dvar Torah, something in his name, you should say it. You should make reference to either Arin Kapas Meshkava or Zuchayin Al Rach HaChayal Mava. Okay. Interesting. So the question is, what does it mean that you're going to get his punishment? What does that even mean? You're going to get his punishments? Like, how does that work? How's that job? So you say, I should get his punishments? How does that work exactly?
And why do you want it?
Why do you want it? It's kavod. And is the kavod that you're getting his punishments, or is the kavod that you're saying this thing, right?
Do you really want it?
It's harsh. I mean, it's a funny kind of a thing. You're really bring on his punishments for me, or is it just a gesture? And then what kind of thing is it? What are you saying? It sounds like it's silly. And 12 months, what's this all the 12 months? Yeah, okay, those are good questions. But I think the initial level mug means you can make a request in the name on behalf of your father, in the name of your father, they're going to accept it. They can be Nishmael Advar of Bamakom. You make a request on behalf of your father, versus if they make a request on behalf of yourself, if they're in a place where they're going to listen to the request when it's made on behalf of your father, then it's covered to do that. It's covered to make that request. I mean, it sounds like Rashi's learning, it's all one thing. If you're in listening for Rosh Hashanah, don't say now. It gives you the examples of the requests. You're making requests. Let me go quick because my father. Let me go. You know, send me off because my father. Because if you're asking, so making a request, and you want to, make the request on behalf of someone. You know, like slip it in, slip your father. That's got to be covered. It's true. Are there months again him? No, that's a question. Are there time? There's time. What does it mean? There's still months again him. It's not physical, it seems. But there's a question, is this covered for him somehow? It's hard to say when he's dead it's for him. Is it for him? Is it for you? It seems like there are different kinds of things going on here. For his name? Okay, so it's tough. It's hard to understand what this whole thing is. So let's look at the Rama. Maybe it'll help us out a little bit. Okay. I mean, the problem here is it's like hard to like place these Rama, this Gemara. Like, what's going on? Like, what is it? What's happening here? They're just weird cases. Like, what's the halacha? What do you learn about kavod? I mean, it seems to be this telling you a halacha in kavod somehow. It's hard to figure out what's it aiming at, you know? So let's look at the Rambam. So the Rambam is in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, and Dalet, and A. Okay? I'm just going to skim. Yeah, basically, Gimel is Ezeh Moro Ezeh Kavod. What's Mora and what's Kavod? And Mora, it lists all the things that Mora is. Okay, you don't sit in his place, and you don't contradict him, and all that stuff, fine. Then it says, what about Kavod? Is it Kavod? What's Kavod? Maichil, Umashka, Malvish, Umachasim, Mishalav. So you do his needs, basically. Feed him, and drink him, and drinks, and clothes, and Vav Gimel. Vim Ein Mamon La'av, Vim on the bank, Kofanosovazanav, Vim Magfimash Yachl. If they don't have money, then you use their, if they don't have money, you use your money as much as you could. Umotzi, umachlis, and mishamsho, b'shar dvarim shemishamsho, mazarav. And basically you do servitude, actions of servitude. Omein mipadav, k'dashom, and rabbi. Stand for him. Fine. That's where the halacha really should end. So that's a detail in standing. The halachas, the way we have the halachas, are messed up. You look in Kapach, it's straight now. But you read it, you read it very quickly. You know, if you read it, it's noticed something's messed up. It doesn't read. It's not. It doesn't segue right. But it's really because the very end of Gimel is the Omein Mipanav Kedarshon Omein Mipnei Rab. But you stand before him. Then it says, but if he's the father is a Talmud of the son, then the question is about standing. Who stands for who? So that's the continuation of Gimel. That's not Dalet. Dalet starts, if it's Dalet, I don't know, the new halacha starts here. This is our thing. Okay, so basically Gimel basically said, what does it mean to cover? Cover tomorrow, define the cover tomorrow. Cover means taking care of all his needs, standing for him, that kind of thing. Now it says, V'chayev, this is in the middle of our Dalet, but it's really new halacha. V'chayev l'chabdo b'shar d'rachav. V'shas asiyas maso umatano v'asiyas chavatzav. But notice Rambam has this after he defines what kavod is. Right, it's after. So he says, Yechayev to be mechaved him in other manners at the time of your business and your needs. And you're taking care of your needs. Okay? Yechayev to be mechaved him in other things while you're doing your stuff. Okay? Ketzad. It's exactly the worst case. Right, like this case. Same thing, anything like that. The Olam, he explains. The Olam Yichol Bechalal Dvarav should always include in your words Shehuchoshesh Bekavod Aviv Veshemes Yarem Yemenu. You should always include in your words that you're worried about the covet of your father and your fear of him. Okay? You should always include it in your words that there's that you have your own covet for him. Okay? And you have to be even after his death. And he explains the halacha. Okay? So the Rambam at least talks a little bit. He does talk a little bit more than the case, right? In the beginning and in the end. The beginning, he says, you have to honor him in other manners while you're doing your stuff, your business. And then the end, you should always include in your words, like you're worried about his kavod. So the question is, I guess, what are you doing for him? Like, what's kavod? Like, kavod, what do you define? He's taking care of his needs. He already defined kavod. It's like funny what he's doing here exactly. You know, kavod means take care of his needs. Now, is this one of his needs? Like, does he need this recognition from, you know, is this included under his needs? Maybe you'll say yes. But if it is, then basically then you don't have to write this. He already said you have to take care of his needs. And if it's not, then what is it? Like, what is this? How does this fit into kavod? What kind of halacha is this? So somehow it includes his needs. And when he defines the kavod, he basically has his needs. And he has standing in front of him. That sounds more like a more generic honor. So that's his need exactly, you know. And then he has this thing. Right, that's a good question. Yeah, he's saying is like, does your father know about this? Is it specifically talking where he knows and he's going to somehow get some benefits here, or is it just whatever? You just do it. Like, how's the father benefiting in this thing? Is he benefiting? Does he even know? It doesn't say like you're telling him or anyone's telling him about the thing. It's just whatever. It's funny, right? I mean,
doesn't seem like it.
That be all right when he's dead. It's a good chance he doesn't know. Okay, good. I was thinking along Michael's lines that the Rambam is telling you is that, and this is kind of what Yitzi was getting at originally. You know, kind of what you're getting at. It's like the Rambam says, "What's Ezo Kavod, Michael, Mashke, Machnes?" You know. Now, if you say the word honor your parents, is that what you think of? You know. Take care of his needs, give him drinks, and I mean, honor, doesn't honor sound like a much broader type of a, you know, but the Rambam's saying, on the surface, you read Halacha Gimel, you say, no, honor, what does honor mean? Take care of his needs, that's what it sounds like, right? Take care of his needs, stands for him. So the Rambam's saying is, that's not true. That honor is really, it's an attitude of the person, it's an attitude towards your father, that he is something, a person of chashivas. And you have to respect him and honor him. You're concerned about him. You're worried about him. It's important. Someone's important. You honor him. He's an honorable guy. He's someone who you have to subordinate yourself to bring about his goods for him or whatever, you know. Keep in mind. The true concept of kavod is really, it can't be concretized in actions. You know, I mean, it has a concrete form, which is machir. Certainly it includes giving him his needs, because that's part of honoring him. Honoring him and demands that if he has a need, you take care of the need. So that's why the concrete form of kavod is halacha gemel. Ezeo kavod. If you want to know in a concrete way, what's the mitzvah's kavod, like in a maisa form, it's to give him his needs and his drink and his this and stand up for him. That's the concrete form. But the Rambam says is, don't think that is the definition of kavod. That's not the definition of kavod. That is the concretization, the practical, the concrete expressions of the kavod. But kavod really is an attitude, and that attitude is v'chayv l'chabdo b'shar d'racha b'shas afsios maso matan. You have to honor him in other manners while you're doing your business, while you're doing stuff, while you're going around normal in your daily activities. So it means is that honor him really means that he is chashiv, and you have to express that. He has to be in your mind's eye, that you have to relate to him as being someone who you have to subordinate yourself to. And that has to pervade your entire, all your activities. If you're in a situation and you're going to go, if you say, Maroni Bishvil Avi, that will bring him a certain respect, his name, and it will bring people will look at him as being a chashiv guy. So it doesn't make that much of a difference. So the Ram seems to be saying it's not because he's going to gain a benefit. I mean, and maybe he will gain in a minor way, but that's not the point. The point isn't because he needs something, so you have to help him out. It's an idea of you, that you have to be concerned. You're always looking out for his best interests. You know what I mean? That's like an idea. You're always looking out for him. Always looking out for his best interests. You know? That's the attitude. That's what Kavod Ra. So he says, La'olam yichol b'chal dvarav. You should always include in your words, shuchoshish b'kavod aviv, that you're worried about the kavod of your father. So it means you're always expressing it, because kavod really cannot be limited to activities. Although being a mitzvah, it does have concrete activities and a concrete mechayev. They're actually concrete lechiyuvim, but he's extending it, and more so that it involves an attitude, and that's why it could be is like it's interesting. It's like from the Gemara, it could be explain the order. You know, in the Gemara really it has this first. You know what I mean? The Gemara has this first, before it gets to, you know, the Michael Mashka, you know, all that stuff. Because in a certain sense, this is really primary. In a certain sense, if I ask you what kavod is, this really expresses the real concept of kavod. What kavod is an attitude. You know, and then you'll show me this attitude has concrete expressions. You know what I mean? So after it tells you this, then the Gemara tells you the concrete expressions, you know? But it could be the Rambam is a halacha sefer. And a halacha sefer, the more primary is the concrete halachos, Michael Mashka, you know what I mean? And afterwards he extends and shows you that these activities are part of a larger whole, you know what I mean? But it could be as good as why the Gemara's order is different than the Rambam's order, you know what I mean? Because in the conceptual framework, you know, you could say that the other one, this one comes first, and then the needs are secondary. But in the practical sense, the needs are first, you know what I mean? And death, it seems, death is, let's hold on to death for a second. But on a basic way, it seems, even when he's dead, you're worried, you're concerned. It's an expression of, in a certain sense, it's good, because it's not because they're his needs, per se, but the idea is that you are choshesh, or his gavah. So it's showing, it's a reflection on your relationship to him. So if you quote your father, you're expressing that, you're desirous of his kavah, his kapara, or expressing the Zuchir HaMava, is a reflection of the way you relate to it. Okay? I mean, you still have to explain what you're saying. I'm not answering that. Like, what are you saying? It just sounds like funny things you're saying. Yeah. But I'm just saying the fact that it's possible to have these things is that, according to the Rambam, it's not so much what you're doing through saying it, but it's more that you're expressing your relationship and your attitude towards it. And that's the key. And the key is in that. Question is it when he's alive, is it for you or is it for him? I'd say it's for you, but what for you is to do things for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not like the Machayev isn't because he really needs to have the people, you know, look up to him. It's because you have to be worried about his needs or be worried about him. And now him, this brings him kavod. So it brings him kavod. So it's a minor, but it brings him kavod. And you have to always be thinking about what will bring him kavod and what will be good for him. So I mean, if it weren't his, if it didn't it didn't affect him in any way whatsoever, then what are you doing? You're just randomly yelling out your father's name doesn't do anything. You know what I mean? It has to be that you're really doing something for him. So I mean, but it's not because you're satisfying him per se. It's the Rambam's learning. It's because of the attitude that you must have. You know what I mean? So it's because of the attitude you must have. The kim is in yourself. It's like, you know, it's like a kim b'lev, the idea of kavod. It's a kim, you know, it's a kim b'lev of your relationship with him, and it's expressed through these activities, you know. I mean, this is an extension. I mean, the concrete mitzvah is ma'achel mashke, you know. I mean, this is like part of the kim of kibud avayim. It's like, you know. Is Rashi like the Rambam? Look at the Rashi. Is Rashi learning this way? Yeah, I mean, I was thinking, if you look at Rashi, the question is, Rashi is the same as Rambam or not? I mean, you could argue, but to me it sounds like it's different. To me it sounds like Rashi is learning that this is really for the father. That this is part of, like, part of giving, taking care of the needs of the father is not only, like, his physical needs, but it's, like, his psychological needs. Like, giving him kavod. Bring him kavod. That was, like, bring kavod to him. Like the way he says is, like, if you see in Makian Shevankam, Shemechabdim Avod, Lachlok Lo Kavod, the Kavod's right, like, they're going to give him kavod. It's like they're dispensing kavod to him because of your request. So it sounds like it's an opportunity to bring kavod to your father. So it's going to benefit him. It sounds like it's another way of benefiting him. You benefit him by giving him a drink and giving him food, or by giving him kavod. So if you see an opportunity of bringing him kavod, that's part of kavod. You know what I mean? So it's showing you that that's another dimension in kavod, is bringing him, being concerned about him and bringing him. But it's more because it's like you're bringing him something. It seems like it's more not so much the, like the Rambam. The Rambam's giving a different spin on it. It's like it is because of him, but it's more your attitude that you're going around with. It seems like the way Rashi's learning is that it's really servicing him. It's another method of servicing him. You're servicing him by bringing him kavod, bringing him respect. You have an opportunity to bring respect to your father, so you got to do it. It's taking care of his needs. And like he says, even like by Irani comes from Shkava, he says, Allah Yavo. On me should come his harm, you know. The harm which should happen to him should come on me. And it sounds like you're saying, like, you're trying to help him. You're trying to help him out somehow. I don't know how it works, but it sounds.
Since when do we?
You could argue, but it sounds to me like it's different. It sounds like the Rambam is making a move here of, like, is taking this Gemara and saying, like, it's more than just needs. It's more than just, like, just another type of a need, but it's a whole different framework. It's an idea. It's expressing the essence of kibud avayim is in the attitude of the gavra. You know, it's like a different kind of halacha going on. It just doesn't sound like. It seems like it's a move that Rambam's making. It sounds like Rashi is learning is bring him kavod. Yechayev to part of kavod is not only to give him his physical needs, but is to try to bring him kavod, to take care of his psychological needs. That's a good question. What did he say when he's dead according to Rashi? How's it? Well, it sounds from Rashi. I don't know what he means. Well, it sounds from the first Rashi. I can't say I know what he means, but he says Allah Yavo Kol Ra Roi Lavo Alav. Means on me should come all the punishment which is supposed to come on him. And in Gehenim, that's saying he's only going to be punishing him for 12 months, and you're saying that it should come on me. So, whatever that means, I mean, unless you want to say he's a mashal for something else, but it sounds like you're saying that I should help him out by diminishing his punishments, you know what I mean? Somehow. I don't know how it works, but I don't know how it does. Now, I'll tell you something I heard Rabbi Zucker say about this thing, Harini Kaparas Mishkava. That idea. It means, doesn't mean I'll be a kapara for my father. How does that work? Right? For 12 months, he'll be a kapara. So he wanted to say that it means like this, is that like he said, if a person does a sin, a chet, let's say he steals money. So he can do tshuva, but he doesn't have kapara. The Rambam said he doesn't have kapara until he, like, returns the money. Until, because there was a harm done by his chet, and the kapara is upheld until you undo the negative effects which are brought about by your chet. Right? Right, like mechila, yes, mechila, and there's various things like that. That's the kapara, even though you did tshuva gemura, but it's very nice you did tshuva internally, but you caused the harm. And unless you could undo that, so it's not like it's wiped clean. There still is, an effect on you. Part of the kapara is that you're wiping, you know, that you're removing the effects of the thing. So he wanted to say that when a person does a chait, it's not only a chait for him, but a chait could really affect your children. Your lifestyle. You have values and a lifestyle, and that rubs off on your kids.
That's what
you know what I mean? And it harms your kids. You know, your kids could end up having certain flaws and certain chataim because of the father. And you could argue that the father is responsible for that. I mean, because of his chait, now not only is it his chait, but his kids have flaws because of that, you know?
Okay.
So, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
So in order to have full kapara, he won't have full kapara until those flaws are, until those effects are removed. In other words, the effects of his chait are ma'akev, his kapara. So what it means is that if the kid's kavod is that's what you're going to say, is that Arani, I am a kapara of his mishkava, right? I am a kapara for him. How am I a kapara for him? So it means if the kid will look into when he quotes the Rashmo from his father, he thinks of the good things his father taught him, but then he also thinks of the midos ro'os that he got from his father, and he then does tshuva on those, and he thinks into them and does tshuva on them, so that will bring a kapara to his father. You know what I mean? Because insofar as those negative effects are on him, so then that withholds the kapara for his father, because the father has effects of his chait which exist. But insofar as he's involved in, as far as he removes those, he says now the kapara could be effectuated. They say now the kapara could be effectuated. So it means harini was mishkavel means that I am a kapara for his, you know, it's expressing, it's a tool of thinking about the ideas and really work its full in tshuva, and that really does bring him a kapara. That's what he's saying. There's a reality. And that's why he says, what does it mean only 12 months? Because he said that basically, if a person, 12 months, they say, is a time where like the person's forgotten. After 12 months, the person is pretty much forgotten. So it means is that if within 12 months, that's when a person can do it. And so the essential changes that you're going to make and uprooting those things are going to be within 12 months of his death. Because that's when your energies are on him, and you're thinking about him, and you're focused, and that's when you have the ability to do it. So it means within those 12 months, that's when his mishpa will, that's when he'll either have his kapara or he won't have his kapara, you know. But beyond that, then it's the next stage, you know. I mean, then the kapara isn't happening or has happened, and then it's just the whole mavar, you know. Yeah. It could be that's why it's only the way you say Dvar Shmuel of Piv. Because it's just because how does it affect him? And it's like, well, you're just doing Shuvah. How does that benefit him? What did he do? He didn't do anything. So it's just your own personal decision. How does that affect him? But it could be the reason why it affects him is because you're doing it because of his limud. He taught you that it's important to do tshuva, and it's important to, he brought you up in a certain way. So insofar as you are doing it because of his tutelage, so therefore it's attributable to him. And that's why specifically when you say over Dvar Shmuel in his name, so it makes you think about what he taught you. And then when you say Reini Kvaros Mishkavo, so you're saying is that's part of what he taught me. So now when I'm doing tshuva on it, it's tied in with it. He's associating my inspiration to do the tshuva. He's making me think of the tshuva. Could be. I mean, it's a hard area. I'm just saying. I mean, you can really talk to Rabbi Zucker. I don't know if I'm quoting it as like the 100%. And I'm just saying it because this is weird stuff. I just feel like it's worth throwing some intellectual light in the area. You know what I mean? But you know, it's a difficult area. I'm not saying that I fully grasp the whole thing. I mean, it's a hard area. But I think it's still worth being said, despite the fact that I don't fully get it. You know, can't answer all the problems here. You know what I mean? Stone it, and then Rashi. I don't know. Rashi says it's funny stuff. Yeah, it's funny stuff. You know what I mean? They're actually halachos. This is actually halacha. I forgot. Is if your father stole money or something like that, so gzeila, I think. So gzeila, I think only he's chayev to return it. But the kids, if they inherit something which is gazel, I think they have to return it nekavod aviim. To cover for him.
But it's only we say mipnei
the stuff that they inherit. Now it's this. I more just want to show that the stuff. You know, you get to these areas, they're weird, but. You know, there are ideas in these areas. Don't think like there's a stuff. There's just all this wacky stuff and there's no ideas here. You know what I mean? Like, I think just what I was saying over to Rabbi Zucker is you see the stuff. There is a chachma to this area. We're not in the area, so I don't think it's beyond us, I think. But sometimes by saying an idea, even if you don't fully work out all the things, you just get a sense that there's, it's a chachma like anything else, and there's harva onesh and kapara. It means the whole system, and you have to be holding in the area to really, you know what I mean. But don't think like you see this halacha, you think this is weird stuff. I just dismiss it. The end dismiss it. I mean, this is part of Torah. You know, it's just, but it's hard. It's hard stuff. You know, so. But given that there is such a thing, it could be that it's covered, is that you invoke it and you're involved and you make mention of it, you know? Yeah, I mean, I guess it's better if you know what it means, but I'm just saying it's like, could be if you know that there is a phenomenon like that, so then it could be that's covered, is that you're expressing it. Expressing it. Somehow there's a benefit. It seems like, in the, you know, there's an idea of, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Let's leave it, you know? Okay, so what's... Quintam also, it's fine, because it's for you. In other words, it's for you that you're expressing that you're concerned about his kapara. And you're concerned about his olamava. You know what I mean? Same type of thing. It's just a question of, are you actually benefiting him, or is it done because of you, for you? Because you have to, you know what I mean? So I guess tomorrow you do Tana Rabbanan. Tomorrow we should try to do Tana Rabbanan. Chacham Mishan Hashem Av Hashem Rabo. And... we'll see. There's not that much there. After that, you can try to do Ezer Mor, Ezer Kavar. If you get past that, try to do Ezer Kavar, Ezer Mor, and look at that. We'll try to define them. We're going to do soon is what's Kavar and what's Mora. What are they? And you need to do that Rambam on the Rambam of Adhechan. What is that? Yeah, Adhechan Ukibir Avayim, Adhechan Mora. It's in Halacha Zayin, Vav Zayin. I mean, when you're trying to define what Kavar and Yura is, you have to take that into account. Halacha Zayin there. Okay, but what is the definition of kavod and what's the definition of yira? That's hopefully we'll get to. I don't know if we're going to get to tomorrow. We'll see, but we should set up the problems at least.